shaving.
What up, Kevin?
Greetings.
Greetings.
We are in a new spaceship.
We are. It is quite a spaceship. Look at the ceiling. It's pretty cool.
I want to shout out our friends who have really helped us out in a time when we are in transition from spaceship to spaceship. The folks at Cards Against Humanity have housed us in the meantime as they're turning the historic WGN Chicago Tribune building into modern condos for the uber wealthy.
Fuck them. Oh, weird. Fuck those people.
Listen.
And that drill that was really loud that one time.
Yes. Yeah. No. Fuck. Yeah. I agree. That was trash. But we're very happy, very grateful to be here.
Oh, WGN is great. WGN
is great, and Cards Against Humanity has saved that ass.
And shout out Todd.
Yeah.
Shout out Kevin.
Shout out everybody.
Shout out.
Max.
Not me.
Yeah, clearly
shout
not me.
Alex.
Max for getting
shout
the
original.
Yeah. We have this is gonna be great. This is gonna be a great show.
Yeah, because we're all drunk.
No, I know. No, well, listen.
Half
allegedly, I mean,
drunk.
Look, you don't know that.
Listen, yeah. I'm
Tisha's so sober.
I want to say that help me do this. But from I feel like these are the fly. Honestly, and this is no gas. These are the flyest motherfuckers in Chicago.
No.
I'm saying like. Like, I feel like people try to get, like, a tea with them just for clout coins. You feel me? Like, they're like, yo,
kind of
like carry your jacket to the gig, to the function. Incredible designers, incredible organizers, incredible advocates for the city. People who stay making other people fresh, which I think is a testament to a certain selflessness. We work with friends in the building.
Who is comprised of
Tisha and Olivia? Let's make some noise.
Hey!
I deaded that app.
Yeah.
Is that the official call?
Yeah. That's our bird call.
Thank you guys so much for being in the corner store.
Of course.
In the new spaceship.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. We love it. This is amazing. Thank you, guys.
Before we begin, because y'all were coming in, I got some very fancy snacks.
Because
I feel like...
Do you always get the bougie snacks? Because you're bougie.
That's true. But I went like extra bougie, though.
We get out of...
But in my mind, though, because eventually what's going to happen is that, like, all, like, the Versace, Gucci's folks will, like, fuck with y'all.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, this is aspirational. I should have got some caviar, but in lieu of all that.
I hope it's hot fries.
In lieu of all that. Let me just start.
You went to Olivia's Market.
Hey, whoa, I got promotion out there.
That's so cute.
Okay.
You went where?
Olivia's Market. Right. So that means that there's fruit involved.
We got a few things. So I did get y'all a naked blue machine.
Thank
smoothie.
You. That's for our immune system.
Yeah, right.
Yes. After tonight.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
That's good. Also, because I thought maybe y'all, maybe Olivia, you would like this. Is it'll help with the hangover. It's pure coconut water.
Oh, thank you so very much.
Nice. I'm gonna drink that now, so that I can get started. Hangover. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So that's for y'all. I also I thought this was like the fancier of the purchases. I got some Tate's Bake Shop, Southampton, New York. Chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
You have to spread the wealth on that if you wish.
Shout out to Tate's Bake Shop.
Aspirational sponsors.
They're in New York.
And then this is some real aspirational shit, for real.
Just sliding our DMs.
I got some Lily's Barbecue hot pepper vinegar kettle chips.
Okay.
Because this is a Chicago brand.
Yes.
And I thought that they should fuck with us. So those are for y'all.
Can I see
that? Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, of course. Lily Q, yeah.
They have chips like they sell.
They sell chips on the side.
They have a store, right? Like a restaurant.
They have a restaurant. Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
Tisha has been there before.
It's decent.
Tuesdays they got the brisket.
Tuesdays is brisket.
We're going to open these now.
I got you one more.
There's more.
It doesn't stop. I also got some plantain chips for you.
Ooh!
All right.
You better.
Okay.
You better.
No, I'm trying to hold on to this.
Really?
No. Listen, I love plantain chips. I mean, I like to have them with guacamole.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's
just so sweet.
I'm going to eat
these dry. Thank you.
Tisha's eating dry plantain chips. I'm Jamaican. Thanks.
You guys, do your thing.
How would you not eat them like that?
She I don't want Thomas.
I need dip.
What?
Oh, but I'm not going to. See, look.
No, no, no. Look.
We're grateful.
Hey, look. No, no, no. No, you could dip them in your carpaccio.
Oh, you're right.
It's the same place, you know, so.
I agree.
I usually make guacamole with plantain chips. Mm. And so I should have done that for y'all, because you all are some fancy individuals.
We like sound effects, so you can chew into the mic.
Yeah, please. Oh. Cough into the mic. Do your thing.
Well, dang. Miss Lily makes her chips very hot.
Are they spicy for real?
Hot. Yeah. These motherfuckers hot.
Okay. Mm. So, y'all, thank you guys so much. If we can, we like to go back. So I know you guys have individual stories, and we want to hear about where you all come from, but also want to hear about how you guys connected. Mm-hmm. But maybe we could begin with just individually, where are you guys from? How'd you come up?
Totally. Tisha goes first. She's the oldest.
Oh, wow.
Way to put that on.
I don't really think that's a thing, but okay. She's more beautiful. She gets to go first.
Oh, yeah. Clean it up real cute.
Yeah. So, I know.
That's why we need to do the video for Tisha's facial expressions.
This video right up for that.
Tisha's more beautiful than I am.
Oh, thanks, babe. So sweet. Oh, my God. So, you know, Eugene Taylor Brand just turned 3. Mm, so, shout outs
congrats,
to that.
Congrats.
Thank you. You know, always kind of really been interested in only being a designer.
You need to be closer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're good. Yeah.
So I've
okay.
I've always wanted to be a designer. I kind of never wanted to be anything else. So that decision was kind of simple. I think it was more so like figuring out a place for myself.
But how does that happen? How do you always want to be a designer? That feels like just incredible luck, or like how does that even enter your brain?
I
didn't know what a designer was until I was like, 37.
Well, at first I was like, what does, asking my grandma at like 5, what does someone who like wants to cut up their clothes, what do they do? Like asking that question at a really young age, finding that out, having my grandma who was making some of my clothes, like that kind of put it in perspective. My mom kind of like being into like, drawing and the arts and stuff, like that also helped. I gave up wanting to be a superhero, I think, maybe at 10.
Yeah. What was your power, though?
I mean, I wish I could fly. Oh. Listen, I could talk about this all day. I still wish I could be a superhero.
I mean, low-key, high-key,
listen,
you
if the
be.
Particle accelerator explodes, it's lit.
Yo.
You feel me? You feel
yes.
me.
Yes.
Yes. But just, that's kind of like it.
That's really
like,
dope, though. So the women in your family also kind of paved a path for you to have those artistic
getting a sewing machine at like 13, my own, and then kind of like my mom being like, if you're gonna cut your clothes up, like you can fix them. Okay, cool.
Here's so they weren't encouraging
of encouraging in a way of like, I'm not about to buy you no more clothes, so if like you're putting holes in them, like you're gonna fix them. More so, my mom definitely wanted me to go to like be an interior designer. She's like, that has more money. So
what's so specific?
She's like, you want to be a designer. She's thinking like, oh, designer is still in the same
everybody
thing.
Has a house.
Everybody has a house. So she like actually wanted me to go to like school for like interior design. And I just like was not going at all.
Nice. And where are you born and raised?
Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What part?
I lived on the south side for a long time. I lived in Calumet City for a little bit. I lived up north, like close to Howard and Evanston for a
Wow, you couldn't
second.
Really get... To
literally on
like,
literally yeah. both sides of the spectrum.
Randoms, yeah.
As an adult, I've kind of like stayed in Logan and Humboldt. I don't know why. I literally lived like 2 blocks away from my first apartment when I was 17, which is like 10 years ago now. So, I don't know. It's kind of like Logan Square, Humboldt kind of.
I love Humboldt.
Almost like I would say like made me during the years that like made actually like mean something. Like I feel like me growing as an adult in my 20s, like plus until now, like I feel like I've kind of like grown who I'm going to be forever. So like I feel like
in that neighborhood
over there,
How as a creative person, when you identified that you wanted to design through your adolescence, through your teen years, how was that received by your peers? Were you accepted as a creative person, or were you ridiculed for wanting to make shit, or what was the what was the flavor of your high school experience, I guess?
You know, same. I feel like same kind of cliche, like, art's really not accepted. I played sports, so that was more so what I was seen for. I ran track, and then I played basketball for a second. I did palms, but mainly
track. But you played basketball, though?
I did. I played basketball freshman year, and then I was like, I'm actually just too short. Okay. So, but I like basketball a lot. I'm just honest.
Are you nice? Like, can you still hoop a little bit?
I'm high. I got a nice 2-point. Okay, like, you know, a nice little layup. But yeah, that's about it.
Little pull up jumper.
Got some hops a little bit. You know.
Were you making stuff for other kids in your school?
I was not. I was just more so cutting up. I had another friend, Sunny. She also designs now. She has a brand with some. She lives in LA now, but her and I went to finish high school together, and she also always wanted to be a designer, and that was kind of cool. Like, we met, I think, sophomore or junior year, and she, like, also was cutting up her clothes, like, kind of figuring that out. So, like, kind of had her, like, towards the end of high school to, like, someone to bond with on that level. Like, that was, like, in the same school as me, kind of going through the same situation. She was from Chicago, but also finishing high school in the suburbs. So, like, we just kind of, like, bonded on a different level, and, like, that was kind of cool for me. But that was kind of the only other person in school.
Oh, you were in the suburbs for high school?
I did. I graduated in the suburbs. Oh, cool. Yeah.
Wait, which one?
Warren.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when did Eugene Taylor Brand come about?
Well, I mean, you're skipping hella years.
Skipping mad years. But, you know, I want to get Olivia in the conversation. I want to talk about, like, what it's been. You know what I mean?
I just want to, okay.
I know. We have the
were
both.
You working with Al, or, I forgot her name. What's Eddie's girlfriend's name? Weren't you working with her? Eddie's girlfriend's name.
Chelsea?
Yeah.
No, we've actually never worked together. Okay. We've been friends for a while. Okay. Yeah. As far as Eugene Taylor Brand, just that kind of started, like, I worked at Topshop for a while, and I learned a lot there, and I think that I kind of, like, it was always a thing that I wanted to start, and I think working there, I learned a lot, like, of, like, the retail aspect of designing and, like, how to, like, market yourself a little bit. I think I was more comfortable leaving there and kind of, like, also leaving there not on the best note because they're not the nicest people. So,
yeah, giant just, corporate retail, yeah, feels like, you know, not the space.
You know how that goes. Yeah. Not really caring about their people. But I think that kind of encouraged me to, like, want to do my own thing, kind of being ready for it. I went back to school to kind of help me, and then, like, being really antsy in school.
For design or?
For design, for fashion design. I tried to go to school 3 times. I just think school is for some people, and some people it's just not for it.
I'm with you.
I just don't learn. Like, I don't learn well with someone giving me a book. I don't really know where you got this information to put this in this book. Therefore, I just feel like you're reciting someone else's thoughts. I prefer you to give me the tools, and then if I have questions, I can ask you. But everything that I do is, like, how it fits me, like, how I've learned how to do it better. I don't really think there's any, like, real wrong way to do something.
Yeah. I also feel like I want to go get the information. You know
right,
what I mean? Like,
right, figure like, it out myself. Yeah. Like, why not figure out the best way to do something for you?
Go see it in real life as opposed to read about it in a book. I feel like.
Because I also read when I was a kid that, like, Christopher Columbus found America, so.
Yeah, yeah. So, what you really saying?
Right. Right, no.
You don't really get to choose what you're taught.
Right.
Just when you're younger.
Facts.
That's true.
Well, let's come back to the brand itself. Okay. I want to get Olivia in the conversation because she's very much in the building.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Hi.
Thanks for bringing in your own beverage.
Of course. Everywhere is BYOB. Especially
true.
In the summertime.
Especially in the that's summertime.
True. Especially in the summertime. Why not?
I know. That's facts. And today is a very lovely day.
It is. It's like the first real
summer day because we're going into Memorial Day.
Exactly.
So I feel like it's like the vibe. First day of summer.
Getting us off proper.
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois, born and raised. Oh. I'm from the South Side.
South Side stand up.
South Side stand up.
Where about?
Morgan Park area.
Mm-hmm.
My dad lived Morgan Park area. My mom lived like 79th in LaSalle.
Mm-hmm.
So very much so South Side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what was like, how did you begin to understand yourself as a creative person when you were young? Like, what was the first instance where you're like, oh, I'm a
It's interesting. I have a very similar background to Tisha. I feel like when you're a kid, like your first step into like discovering who you are is always athletics or sports. It's weird.
So what'd you do?
I swam competitively. I played soccer, played basketball, but like my sport was swimming. Mm. I started swimming when I was like 10 years old. I got a scholarship to college, so that was kind of like my shit.
Nice.
Did
you take the scholarship? You swam in college?
I did not take the scholarship. No. That was like my turning point. We'll get to that point.
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get there.
You're jumping ahead really quickly. Okay. We'll get to that point. you're skipping steps. But I think that after I felt really constricted like with sports and understanding like kind of like what my art was, that was kind of like my turning point. And
well, how did you realize you have like everyone needs to have a kind of artistic practice?
I mean, everybody's born with like a passion, I think, honestly, right. That's what I feel like. Like everybody's born with
but
something
that
they're supposed
that
to do. I figured that out when I was probably a sophomore in high school, when my dad continued to put me in khakis and polos. And I decided that was not my look.
Did he think you were Kanye West?
I think so.
South subs. He thought you were like had that country club.
I didn't have
swag.
Right. I didn't have the Louis backpack, so my fit was not complete at all.
Did you go to like a private school?
No, I went to Jones College Prep downtown,
which is where we met.
Oh, okay.
Can we dive into that one?
Right. Tisha, no, you skip it ahead. Yeah. Skip it ahead.
Can we dive into that one?
Listen.
But again, like my dad was very conservative and was like, hey, like this is your outfit. Like you are a woman. Like I want you to show up in a certain type of way. And I was like.
In khakis and a polo?
Yeah, it was really fucking
like,
weird.
You're a woman who works at the Pottery Barn? Like what's.
I don't know. He was.
I mean, were they flea khakis or.
No, they were from the fucking Gap. I don't know. It was weird. They were very ill fitting and my polos were always Ralph. So like I was flea from the top.
Hey.
Up. Right. Yeah, there you go. Shout out to Kevin. You look at real OG in like 07. Wow. That was like my fit in 07. Yeah, right.
Okay.
All
right. I'm doing the math.
They're
okay,
timeless. Polos are
thank
timeless.
You, T-shirt.
I have gotten rid of all of my polos.
They're timeless.
Maybe I inherited one.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I think I dropped that one off at the Goodwill. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn.
Just kidding. No shade. No shade.
I feel dusty.
No, after 2 years of wearing the same shit, I was just like, you know, my mom is a very beautiful woman. She's a very sophisticated woman. Worked at Saks Fifth Avenue from LA. Just kind of had like always like an air about herself. And my grandmother, her mom, always had like a very sophisticated air about herself. And I was like, you know, like this is like these are my examples of women, and kind of like these are the people I've had inherited my taste from. So I was like, I enjoy fashion. Like I enjoy. Waking up in the morning and deciding, like, what am I going to put on? And, that is my expression of, like, my art. So at that point, it was just like, cool, my dad is not providing this for me. I was cutting up my clothes. I was re-sewing them. I was hand-sewing them, actually. My mom had, like, a wooden box that had needles and spools. And I literally just kind of, like, taught myself how to weave in and weave out. And, like, I was cropping tops and, like making my shorts smaller. So weird. Yeah, I don't know. So I think at that point I decided like, cool, I have an eye for like styling or I have an eye of like fashion. So at that point, I guess that's when I decided that that's what it was. And I didn't want to go to school for swimming. I don't know.
Swimming. Well, so in the day for both of y'all, what were the brands that you all were paying attention to, or what were or the brands, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. you know maybe some of the fashion plates, like folks that you were looking to for inspiration in terms of what to wear yourself or what to make?
Ralph Lauren always.
Yeah, Ralph, this Polo, Moschino, but I guess like my main inspiration, were like the Save Money. I always go back to like. These guys, the Save Money guys, because I think that they were, like, the main kids, like, in my city. I design menswear, like, mostly. It's kind of, like, just, like, my kind of expression of my design. They always had this really interesting way of dressing. And I was just like, why the fuck do you guys, like, literally, like, neon colors, like, their pants would be to their knees. Like, literally, like, shit that I had never seen before. And I was just like, like, geek glasses. Like, shit that I had never seen before. And I'm like, why are you all dressing like this? But it was so interesting. And it was so different, and it was so Chicago. So after kind of, like, hanging out with them and spending time with them, I was like, cool, like, I'm really inspired by you guys, but let me kind of, like, tweak what you guys have going on. Like, so they would wear their jeans to, like, their knees, but, like, they would have on bogus-ass underwear.
the fuck? Like, come on now, guys. Come on. Come on. So at that point, this is like 2009, like 2010, right before I went to college. And at that point, I was like, I should just like start designing underwear for like guys. And that was my first, that was like the first thing I started designing. Because if you're going to like sag your pants, boys are always going to sag their pants. It's just something that they do. It's some, a part of culture. Why not make them something dope as fuck that they really want to like show off? So that was kind of like my first kind of like thing that I designed. But I was always inspired by kind of like the hyper local, like people I was around always could like touch and feel.
Just Chicago in general, I would say, for
yeah.
both of us.
Yeah, yeah,
just
yeah.
Just,
like,
the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, I can sit outside and people watch and, like...
Yeah, totally.
...get super inspired or walk into, like, a local boutique and, like, get really inspired.
Just 100%.
Have a conversation with someone and, like, something spark from that. It's just, like, really being in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. You actually made underwear?
I literally bought
I three
a
pairs.
Yeah, Tisha wears them as shorts. I bought them.
You still do?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I bought a pattern from Joann's and they were short. Because I could not find Joann's fabric.
No, but did you go by OG? Like
Yeah. That was like my brand from the jump.
Uh-huh.
Did not know, literally learning all this shit from the bottom up, like had no idea. Went and bought a shorts pattern from Joann's. And made my first pair of underwear and shortened them so that they were draws and not shorts. Mm-hmm. And that was what it was.
Did either y'all have mentors or you just
hell no.
No, not really.
Actually, I'm stunned. You can go ahead. I do.
I think for me, I just kind of like found people I could talk to.
Yeah.
Miranda, who is a part of Work With Friends, like she was someone that I could have, like, I was able to talk to, like, and someone who was able to kind of just, me to ask questions and her to be like, okay, no, or to just point me in the right direction. And necessarily, like, she kind of, like, I came to her and was like, hey, I can do this, that, and the third, and she was like, okay. And it was just kind of, like, a trusting thing, like, I think you can do this. So that was kind of, like, cool for her to give me, like, my first kind of, like, step into that and like really give me that additional confidence that like I already had, but like kind of adding to that and being like, okay, yeah, girl, you got it. Okay.
Yeah, I never had anybody to like hold my hand and be like, hey, like this is what you should be doing and like these are the steps you should be taking. But honestly, like after I decided like I want to design, I'm making clothes, Joe was like the first person, like Joe was like my North Star, because like he was just like the person that was really doing that shit in Chicago. He still really is like that one person that is like, you think Chicago streetwear is Chicago fashion, it's Joe Fresh Goods. And I think just like him like listening to me or like kind of pointing me in the right direction or just saying like giving me feedback was just kind of like, it was so significant like in my career, because he's just such a huge person in the city. And from the conversations that we had, it sounded like he believed in me at that point. And so, like, that really just gave me confidence to keep going. So I would say that that has been my mentor. He's always been the kind of the person that, like, snapped me back and been like, hey, you tweaking or no, you killing shit. So
right, because you sold your stuff in his store, too.
Yeah,
right?
He was the first person that gave me, like, my first chance, really, to do anything. And that's huge. Like, he my nigga, and sorry, I don't know if I can say that, but like he
literally.
All right, my bad.
Not live.
And he don't fuck with like, he doesn't fuck with everybody, but he really, him saying like, yes, I will give you this chance, really made me feel like, okay, cool, like I'm good at this shit, like I'm at least decent enough for Joe to fuck with me. So that really, I mean, I think springboarded like kind of my career at that point when he gave me that chance.
Our relationship's slightly different, but however, Joe is definitely coming out with, you know, the first couple collections that I did. He definitely was someone who I sent it to, like, not necessarily looking for approval, but just being like, hey, I'm doing something now. Mm-hmm. Because I also, too, was, like, around for a really long time and just, like, around. Like, according to everyone else, like, you know, just, like, around, what does she do, what does she do, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, now I have that gift to offer Chicago, so I wanted to...
Stepping out.
There's certain people that you want to share that with, you know? And he was one person that I wanted to share that with for sure, like what I was doing and what I had going on. I mean, kind of all the guys from Fat Tiger. I mean, Rello, same thing, same deal with him.
Yeah, and totally.
Dez,
Vic Lloyd, all those guys. Yeah,
all the same thing with them. Yeah, for sure.
You, Olivia, you make mostly men's.
Yes.
Right, women can wear it, but you make women, you make unisex stuff too. Well, I guess we want to know how y'all met.
Yeah.
Because y'all giggled a little, so yeah, clearly it's interesting.
Yeah. Do you really want to know?
No. Really? Okay. Really want to know.
What is the demographic of like listening?
It's all ages. It's the, you know, for it's the young really and young at heart. Ages. It, well, we don't have like kindergartners turning in.
There's no kid. Is there like under?
You could say
what, 16 year olds.
We swear a lot. We swear a lot. It's mostly yes, of course.
Thank you so much. Okay. Just because this is gonna get.
I'm gonna tell you guys the real reason why me and Tisha know each other.
I'm so excited.
So,
I feel like I know.
When I started when I was 14 years old, I started smoking weed.
Oh, okay. That's what we're talking about.
Do you guys want to go there?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Let's go.
When I was 14 years old, I started smoking weed. And when you're in high school, it's like you can get weed from like, you literally, you get weed from anywhere you can get weed from. One day, Tisha walks onto campus. Like walked onto my high school campus.
Campus, high school.
My high school campus.
Not college.
Not college. And Tisha sold me a bag of weed. So ever since then.
Shout out Tisha. Wow. That's how to care for the youth.
Tisha sold me a bag of weed. And also, Tisha was just like swag god, though. Like, Tisha was like, I don't know. Like, I was like, damn, who is she? Like, she raw as fuck. I don't know. I don't know who Tisha is. But ever since then, like, we used to smoke weed. We would chill. We hung around, like, the same people. And then after so many times of hanging out, we decided, like, we have this one thing in common. And we should maybe, like, explore that. I don't know if you want to tell a different side of the story, but no. That's my side.
That's about
please
it.
Explain yourself, Tisha. I mean, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I can remember the day we decided to work together. Mm-hmm. We were at Peter's house, and we were like, you know, they was doing their music, whatever. And
we're always in a room of people that make music, by the way.
So yeah, we were just on the computer doing our thing, like, because obviously, you know, I was at home, and she had actually called. She was over there, and she was like, can you come over here? I'm by myself. Okay, cool. She's like, I got my laptop. We can do whatever. We're looking through stuff, and then we realized that, like, the ideas just kind of started to come. And then it was like, damn, we low-key got a whole collection sitting here from, like, the first time we meet up and actually talk fashion. Mm-hmm. And I think that became something that was consistent, like, and then it kind of birthed work with friends.
Yeah.
Well, but wait.
Yeah.
What are you guys? I'm talking right.
I feel like we're decades.
What are you like age?
No, but I'm saying so because there's a big gap in between that because we saw each other out, yes, and like I believe that we supported each other's brands and whatnot, but I think it took her and I actually working together and actually having an actual conversation to be like, damn, we actually have way too much in common in real life. Like, kind of just. It was something more raw that had ever happened. Like, when you see people out at the club, like, that's different versus, like, having a conversation in a home, like, a genuine, like, one-on-one type. That's other things come out.
But you guys were already doing your own thing. You already had your own brand. So
I want to know.
I'm like, what do you guys want
to know? I want to talk about, like, the individual brands.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
But what I want to know is, like, what is your, like, mission statement for your brand? You know, what are you trying
for? For our individual brands?
Yeah, okay. And then we'll get to work with friends. Sure. Yeah.
Mine is just, I design clothing with passion. I kind of just give you, like, a journey of what I'm going through in the city of Chicago, what Chicago's going through. I guess kind of touch on feelings. I'm a Cancer, so I'm very emotional.
She's emotional.
Okay.
I feel like you have more to say.
I'm very emotional, and I just kind of want to give you, like, a piece of me and then a piece of Chicago. Like, equality is something that I feel like it's a huge issue, and it's something that I think is an issue in Chicago, and I've been touching on that through my brand. Like, I had my heart broken. I touched on that, like, having your heart broken. Like, I came into my Saturn return and, like, you know, and, like, started to grow more as a person. I touched on that. So I just kind of, like, give you really what I'm going through, and, like, I like to make my clothing affordable. I don't make clothes for celebrities. They get enough free clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I make clothes for the everyday person and just, like, want you to be comfortable and functional. Just really clothing design with passion with all that wrapped into one.
Sick. Yeah. I mean, I think my brand is more so about anti-streetwear. Like, I think that I really admire, like, the Supremes of the world, but I think a lot of the time when you see, like, that 12-year-old kid, they put that Supreme t-shirt on and they feel cool because they just bought a $40 t-shirt and it was super exclusive and it was hard to get. So
it's
now,
probably
like,
more than $40.
Yeah, also I was going to say, it's like 120.
I don't know how much the shit costs.
Dollars for,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you put on the t-shirt and you're cool because you have on a Supreme t-shirt. I think OG really taps into minimalism and, like, storytelling more so that when you put that shirt on, like, you understand why you have that shirt, but you really want that person wearing the shirt. You want that story of that individual person to, like, come through. So I want to make pieces that are more so, like, staples where you can express your own individual style, like, through those staples. So, like, you'll have, like, a basic T-shirt with, like, a few hits on it or whatever. And then, like, through that tee, you're more and so inspired to, like, say, hey, cool, like, I like this T-shirt. I want to put on a jacket. I want to put on these shorts. I want to put on these jeans or whatever, so that more so that individual's person or style comes through more so than what that brand stands for, if that makes sense. So OG, like, means it's my initials, obviously, but OG has, like, a ton of meanings, but more so original. So I want that person to feel like this is really stemming from who they are originally and kind of just being more so or an organic, like, extension of them.
That's such a Chicago thing.
Yeah.
Because I lived in New York before that.
Totally.
And y'all call your parents OGs. Your OG here. I've never heard that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say that
damn,
shit
really?
In New York. They don't say that shit in New York.
It's weird.
I know plenty of natives. They don't say that shit.
Yeah.
But that's like, weird. I mean, obviously Chicago slang is...
Yeah,
you know,
it's different.
It's different.
It's
different. Different.
But y'all get y'all slang from us.
I'm not from New York.
Yeah, talk from the Midwest. Are you already
from St. Louis?
Yeah. Oh, no, you down the street. You down the street. My bad.
No,
you're
cool, but
not bad.
Y'all got y'all own words though. Let me tell you.
I know, my God.
Like, her,
no one comes
her,
from another
that no one said.
Geography altogether.
Her, hot and.
Yes.
So hot in her.
You want the most basic sandwich.
Yeah. Speaking of 07.
Yeah. Shout out
got
to
him.
Nelly.
Pre-07, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout
no,
out Nelly. Just,
not oh. Shout out Nelly because I think he might be. Anyway.
No. All right. No.
Anyway. Wait, where did Eugene Taylor come from?
Eugene Taylor, it's my grandma's middle name and her last name.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh.
Yes.
Cool. Well.
Yeah. All right. So. Cool.
You guys have the backstory.
Yeah, we have the backstory.
Now,
we have the individual brand.
Tisha was my drug dealer. Now we make clothes.
Okay. We have covered that.
All right.
Wait, so how did y'all come, like, this, you know, clearly you've been working together for a while. What kind of was the motivation to actually start?
Yeah, you know, join forces like Voltron.
I asked Olivia to borrow an OG piece a couple years ago, and she actually flaked on me.
Whatever.
Yeah. Do you want to talk through it here?
Whatever.
Olivia,
we've already talked.
No, it was okay. But
seems
you know,
like you have some pent up feelings.
We've already tapped into.
We've already actually worked through all of it.
Okay.
No, she flaked on me, and I was like, "Damn, man, why?"
I was a kid,
and then she was a kid, and I was like, "She's young, and that's fine." And then, I don't know, I've always, like, kind of felt comfortable still reaching out to her, even though sometimes I'd be like, what is wrong with her? Like, but, like, before, like, I always still felt comfortable still, like, talking to her, like, about things. And then it just became more consistent and more consistent and more consistent into the point where it was just kind of undeniable. And I just think that we both just kind of need to do something about it.
Yeah, I mean... Both of us, as I mentioned earlier, are always around people that like make music, and like they're always like in Chicago. We all know about like the Chicago music scene or whatever. Like, it's a bunch of people who save money. I'm gonna keep coming back to that because I think that they have revolutionized single-handedly the music industry nationally. But those are a bunch of kids that grew up together that have been friends forever, and literally will go up in the studio together and produce, sing, rap, and come out with a hot ass track. Like, just hanging out together. So I think what we understood is, like, cool, that model works. So how do we kind of like translate that to like fashion, which is both of ours passions, obviously.
That's fire.
Yeah. So we understand that like when you work with someone who is your friend, you're comfortable, like first and foremost. Like you're okay like saying like, hey, I have this idea, and then Tisha will be like, no, that fucking sucks. I'm like, all right, sick, let's move on to the next thing. But you're like,
sorry, you know, I brought it up.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. Like, but you're like comfortable enough with that person to have kind of like that transfer and
like a real conversation.
Yeah. So once you have those real conversations and those real interactions, like you come out with something that is almost like damn near not perfect, but like amazing, because like you bounce back like all of these ideas and had all these like feedbacks and critiques with someone that you trust.
Yeah.
And I think after we came out with our first collection, it was supposed to be, it was more so like a test. I think we'll say it was a test. Like,
definitely was a test.
We literally just called the collection Work with Friends, I think. So,
and when was this?
This was like, last year.
Okay.
Last year, August.
Yeah.
I think, well, last year around this time, mm-hmm. it was like birthed. Mm-hmm. And then like it took us a little while. You know, yeah. new opinions, like working together, new, picking the right people. Because mm-hmm. it was also very inspired by like Greg and Peter's relationship and like them working together yeah. and like making a shit ton of money together, but like being friends and like all of that. Like, and us being both separately close to them mm-hmm. and like just being inspired by that and wanting to like build something. Thing. We wanted to have that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like we were getting close, but then we were like, all right, let's make money together now. Like, let's, mm-hmm. on top of making money together, let's do something that's going to change like Chicago in mm-hmm. a sense. Mm-hmm. So I think that was kind of like a big inspiration towards it too. Like, just.
And that line that was like a lot of the like light blue denim mm-hmm. joints. Yeah. 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 yeah
that
yeah.
was the first thing. And then like mm-hmm. after that.
Just talk about it aesthetically, just for people who might not be, you know, conscious of the visuals of it. Like, what were the pieces sure. and how many pieces and mm-hmm. all of what went into that first line, please.
So we actually kept to like Eugene Taylor patterns with OG edits mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. what we did. So the frame, like a collaborative idea, but then we add like the circle on the hoodie. That's like a trademark OG thing. So
right,
like
the red
mm-hmm. and the red stitching mm-hmm. that was used on like most of the peaches. There was like red stitching everywhere. It was just like those little edits. Like, it was a real live collaboration outside of the fact of us like drawing up these designs together. The designs are actually like co. Like, mm-hmm. it's just, like, there's certain, like, little bits from Eugene Taylor brand, like, and there's certain bits from OG brand. So it was, like, a real live collaboration.
Did you say blue is, like, the color of, like, friendship?
Yes, blue is the color of friendship.
Blue is the color of friendship.
Look at y'all out here.
We're intentional. Denim being raw We're and being raw. And, like, friendship being raw. Like, we wanted to use denim. Like, that was also important.
In Chicago slang.
Yeah,
raw.
Yeah. Raw. We raw as hell. But we also got a raw friendship. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I really think Work with Friends, like, the motto of the Chicago, like, art and music scene.
Yes, totally.
Like, when I heard that, I was like, in its essence, is yeah. what it is.
Yeah. And I think I'm happy that that's coming across the right way, because I think that that's what we understand about Chicago. Mm-hmm. And, like, why the Chicago, like, kind of culture is really booming right now is because, like, there's so many people in this city that are, like, cool. Like, I can recognize talent in my homie. I'm going to fuck with him, and I'm going to collaborate with him, and we're going to make something so beautiful. And I think that that is something that is so unique of the city, because people, not to throw shade on New York or L.A., but, like, in L.A., I spent a lot of time in L.A. I know how kind of the culture works in L.A. People in L.A. are riding in an Uber pool, and they asking the person right next to them, like, okay, cool, we in a pool. What do you do? Can we fuck, y'all try to collaborate, you know what I'm saying?
But
you have no idea to get on, and yeah. you have no idea who that person is, what their intention is, what their background is, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But, like, Tisha and I grew up together, and we understand each other's stories, and I think after we work together and collaborate, what we create is so deep and so amazing that that is going to transcend and just be so much more important at the end of day than, like, us doing something
to just make money. So
exactly. But that's what's so beautiful about Chicago is a sense of community.
Totally.
Yeah. And that's also the bummiest come up in the world is the, like, let me talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you do, bro?
But there's no sense of community in LA.
Do you rap, bro?
And I don't even think there is one in New York. Like, maybe a little bit more.
I haven't spent enough time in New York to even, like, say that. But I know in LA, like, that's kind of...
But Tar, you're right. You're right. Like, the sense of community here is also, I would say, relatively new.
When I moved here, and I was just in December 2015, like, even then, I would be interviewing people, and they'd be like, oh, crabs in a bucket mentality. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's, you know, clamoring for the same shit but not helping each other out. And I just, I think only over the last, like, year and a half or so, that everyone, it finally clicked. Like, we should work together instead of...
It's such a small city, and it's not much out here for us in Chicago. Like, it's not much here. So once we begin to, like, kind of share what's here and then understand, like, what's here and, like, cool, like, what's next? Like, what more do we need? Then we can all come together in a room. And I think that that's what we want to do ultimately with Work With Friends is, like, bring all of these, like, key players in a room and say, hey, like, this is what we have so far that has worked. And this is what we need now so that we can all band together and really make that shit happen, because that conversation, it hasn't been had. Because it has been that crabs in a bucket.
With fashion.
Mentality with fashion,
with everything, with and music.
With music. And you see everything. It better though now with
you
music,
now,
and you see more unity.
Yeah,
I think her and I are like, where the fuck is that for fashion?
But
like,
I think music has been at the forefront of the
100%
culture scene here, and now
the Renaissance.
But I'm not trying to be behind it forever.
Part of it too.
Rappers want to look good.
Exactly. Yep. But there's, we should have our own community for that. I think it's cool that, like, music is, like, the forefront of it right now, but I also feel like her and I, that's something that we're really trying to, like, fix, is, like, why are we not sharing our resources?
Yeah, it's,
like,
stupid. It's so stupid.
Are you joking? So we're never going to be seen as, like, a fashion city unless we band together. Like, are you joking? Like, the Midwest itself isn't going to be seen. Like, if St. Louis and all surrounding, like, all
Ohio,
of that, like,
places,
help
yeah.
us, like, all of us are going to be seen. Ohio, all of us. Yeah. It's just, we are the forefront for that,
so,
the Midwest.
So you feel like it's kind of that mentality? Like,
with the fashion? No, I feel like, with fashion, not necessarily. No, I don't think that people share their resources. I think it's more of, like, don't copy me, like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And it, like, that type of, like, feel.
People
I don't think.
Always want to blow that whistle.
Yeah.
Like,
you're copying me. It's like, you don't own a fabric. You don't know. Like, are you, like, what? Yeah.
But that's why something, a space like Fat Tiger is impressive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because it does bring together these.
There's, like, four
minds.
Different designers. Yeah. 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 That's amazing. Mm-hmm. But, like, that doesn't leave there. You know, that's not, like, that's in their shop. I'm talking about the whole,
of course.
Think it's great that they are definitely a staple and, like, an example, but I feel like everybody else needs to kind of follow that.
Well, and
like,
it's a new example, but I think you're right. And I think music faces something similar. I think all the creative industries here have a lack of resources or a lack of historic, driving forces for the industry, which is why people have felt historically that they have to go to the coast in order to get
the
checks.
Right, there are no resources here.
Right, and so
I mean,
there are resources. That's the
I'm
point.
Not
like,
they're not, but I'm
there,
saying that they've all been
there are,
DIY.
Like, there used to be factories in Chicago that like shut down because people went to the coast.
I mean, weren't there labels here that left?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a ton of historical presence of industries in Chicago that have just left for whatever reason, but it's also because, well, the reason is because no one wanted to invest in their city.
Or be shared, or it wasn't shared.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you got this great factory, but you're not telling nobody because you want to keep it for yourself because you want to be the only designer in the city who manufactures clothing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And that has hurt. That has hurt the city more than, helped it, obviously. So
you guys really are doing things to kind of build this bridge and build this community. I mean, since this the first collection that you mentioned, talk about what have been the next evolutionary steps of this collective brand.
I mean, can we? I feel like we can talk about this because it's tomorrow.
Well,
this
put out
is
the
probably.
T-shirt.
Yeah, we put out the
it's
Work
like,
With Friends.
It's like a call to action. I think the Work With Friends seat.
And that seems like more in your lane. Right.
Yeah, like the t-shirt, like screen printing. Tisha's been like kind of like dabbling in that.
I've been like just, a little bit.
She's
dabbling. A couple in my new collection.
She's dabbling.
I mean, I'm originally inspired by streetwear too. Like streetwear is like everything to me. It's how I dress in real life.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but I think the work with Friends Tea, it kind of has like our like brief mission statement on it. It has a kind of like a call to action. So I think it's more so like, hey, work with your friends. Like, hey, like, I'm committed to working with my friend. You should be too. So I think that that was more so about like getting our message out and like socializing that. And then we had a clothing drive. Unfortunately, it was not.
We had a clothing drive that did really well. It's yeah. all in my living room at the moment. Shout out to Charlotte, who's sitting over here, whose car amazing. Was filled with clothing.
Thank you, Charlotte.
And your car.
It was amazing. And then we also, actually tomorrow,
yes.
we have a dinner, an invite-only dinner, where we're going to open up a fashion conversation just to kind of, basically the way you fix something is like, you know, we've complained about it.
Yeah.
Now we're trying to open a conversation because I feel like the way you fix something is you start a conversation. So we're just getting all of these fashion-focused people in one room to kind of like have a conversation and figure out. You know, kind of put them in one room to build together, because some of them we don't know. We found online. We did our research. We really did. It's very difficult to pick 20 people and invite them and not have people be mad at you or feel a certain type of way or all that. all of those things. But it's really to just start a conversation and, like, see what happens from that. Like, I'm hoping to make some new friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've talked about that. You've talked about that.
Now we're doing
dinner. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, if you guys want to collaborate, we'd love it.
Work with our friends. So, tomorrow we just want to break the ice. We're really excited about it. Breaking the ice, just kind of understanding, like, what are next steps to really, like, understanding, like, how do we revolutionize kind of, like, the industry in Chicago? And then, like, over the next year, like, hopefully, like, Tisha and I and this group of people that we've identified as being, like, the people who are really making the moves in Chicago that are necessary. Like, what do they feel like is important? What are we doing wrong? What can we do better? And, like, what's up next? And then, like, over the next year, like, start putting things into place so that we can hopefully start making these moves. Because I think that there's a lot of raw talent in the city. And it's a lot of eyes on the city right now because of, you know, Chance and, you know, all those guys.
So many others, yeah.
Yeah, so we're just here to kind of spark that fire a little bit.
We want to do more with the youth.
Yes.
Like, we're going to be doing stuff at the YCA, like, trying to do little workshops with the kids, kind of figuring out what they want to learn, as well as, like, our ongoing clothing drive for the free store, collecting lots of good stuff. I've seen multiple Levi's.
She's trying not to steal anybody's
clothes. I've seen so many Levi's. Closet, by the way,
listen, get ready right for it. Yeah. I've seen so many good pieces. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to show up early.
All right. Right. Tell the kids to really get in line because there's some, like, good stuff happening.
Well, people, you know, I mean, because we, you know, we've talked about some of the workshop ideas that you guys have had with the YCA community. And I've been talking to some of the young people who have expressed interest in fashion. And they're super amped. Why is that important for you all to also curate and
I didn't have it.
Yeah.
I didn't have it. Wish I had it. Wish I had, like, you know, it's almost like being, like, you know, when you're a kid and, like, your parents weren't everything you wanted them to be to you, so, like, you're gonna be that better parent. Like, I didn't have a mentor, so, like, I want to be a mentor to any and everybody that I can be and help anybody get to that point, like, any way that it can be easier for them. And we are getting old.
And we're getting old. We're getting old quick. And I think, like, those are, like, there's this kid, his name is Chris. He goes by Kanita88 on Instagram.
He's the one who made that shirt?
Jesus Christ, yes.
I'm working on 13 projects at once.
Jesus Christ.
Shit. That one's really dope.
He literally designed a pair of pants for RSVP Gallery that got him recognized by Virgil, which ultimately, like, got him to win a pair of the 10. I've never seen a more intentional, like, beautiful, like, well-structured, detailed, like, piece of art by any of my peers. Like, no one in my age group. So understanding, like, that's what that kid is making, and he's fucking, I think, 18 years old, 17 years old. That's what's up next. And they're better than us because they're watching us, and we're making
also great.
Mia's
insane.
She's still, like, in college. Like, we're making all the mistakes for these kids, and, like, when they are our age, they're going to be, like, Virgil on steroids. Right. And it's going to be crazy. Yeah.
And then when they're like, oh, I'm a fan of you, I'm like.
That was a really good time laugh.
I know. That's
yeah, Tisha's crazy. She's an evil genius. But thank you so much.
So what is the future of the Work With Friends brand? Like, are you guys working on a new line right now? Do you have shit coming out soon? Where can people...
I'm going to be honest. Sitting down and designing something new has definitely been a thing that we've been trying to do.
Yeah.
Well, we've also been cranking out events left and right.
Yeah, I think our brand is... I mean, I'm going to speak for us now. Sorry. I think it's more about experiences, like, for right now. Like, I think... I don't think it's product-driven. I don't think it's collection-driven. No, I think it's more so about, like, how do we band together a community right now? And then, like... ultimately create a platform where like product can be created.
Definitely.
So I think that we're starting from the bottom up and just doing the work that really matters right now, and then we'll make the money, I guess. But
it really seems like what you're doing is for the kids.
It is
just kind of like, well, definitely just kind of show people it's okay to work with your friends,
but
or
it's
like
just handing
people
your knowledge.
Sure. Yeah, no, definitely know? Like we have, I mean, there's, we definitely want to design with other people outside of just me and her. Mm-hmm. Like, we want to do something with King Murray. Mm-hmm. And we want to do something with Peter Cottontail. Mm-hmm. And I think Grace and Styx. Like, there's, like, other people that we want to, like, do collaborations with. It's, like, not... it's literally not just about, like you know, Eugene Taylor Brand or OG. Like, we're also, like, you know, a sub-brand to that. Like, it's, like, Work With Friends X. ETB and OG. Mm-hmm. It's not like Work With Friends is its own thing that like lives alone.
Yeah, and we understand that like people that we are inspired by are multifaceted. Like they may make music, but they also like dress really well. Or like,
or they want to design something but don't have the tools. But like we can give you those tools.
Exactly.
Like with Peter and Greg and Christine, like all of them, like they all want to design their own thing, but like they obviously
don't know where to start.
So like we can help you do that and like
that's very fly.
Figure it out.
There's
a really interesting cross section of
culture.
Yeah. Well, that's the homie who was a street artist in Chicago who passed a few years ago, Brooks Golden, said the culture is the art. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think like you have to really make the culture and enhance and inform the culture in order to create the spaces where people feel comfortable producing the vanguard. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, as curators of space, of curators of fashion, that's that's part of what you guys are doing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
We're trying.
Thank you so much.
Very fresh. Where can people find you all individually online, and then where can people be in tune about events, and how do people stay, you know,
eight Instagrams.
All the handles.
It's gonna be the last 30 minutes will just be
all of our Instagram handles. Just for me, it's ogbrand.co. It's not .com anymore, unfortunately. Sad. or ogbrand on Instagram, and then Work With Your Friends on Instagram.
And then it's workwithyourfriends.com. And Eugene Taylor Brand for me. And you don't need to know my personal.
Tisha, don't follow her personal Instagram.
Yeah. Damn. No, it's really cute pictures of me. It's Tisha89. Like them all.
I'm fabulous.
Since we're going there, it's info about OG.
No, let them know. That's what I'm saying. Let them know, please. Yeah, man, y'all, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you for your vision, and thank you for, you know, all the effort and to make this city better for
real. And if there's anybody like reaches out to like you guys and like want to get in touch with us, please feel free to like pass those people along. We're more than happy to answer questions or like be involved with those guys. So,
we definitely want people to be afraid of Work With Friends. Like, it's like an inviting atmosphere.
Sick.
Thank you. Hey, thank you, DJ Exhibit, for the beat.
Langston Nelson for the logo and art.
Big up, WGN Radio. Shout out to our super producer, DJ Cash Era.
And boss man, Todd Manley.
Thank you, Dami.
And Marlena, the snack provider.
Shout out, Renna, the official photog in the corner store.
Stay up with us, Shy Corner Store, on Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud.
And please, y'all, please rate and subscribe on iTunes, Apple Music, SoundCloud, and wherever you listen to a podcast. Consider giving us those 5 stars.
And tell a friend.
And thank you for listening and rocking with us. We'll see you next week.